Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Thursday. Whoop. Which means tomorrow is nearly Friday. And it's nearly home time. It's Scott. How are you this afternoon? All right, chappers.
I'm very good, thanks.
So what are you looking at?
I'm looking at a taste. You wore a toga last night then, did you?
I did. Thank you to all the students in Cardiff. I did wear a toga over the top of my black shirt, though.
See, oh, well, that doesn't really count, does it?
I made an effort, yeah.
Josh and Jay say they're sorry for getting paint all over you.
Yeah.
How does that work?
They just had some paint.
Was this during the gig or after the gig?
This was during the gig, yes. It was good last night, really good. Thanks, Cardiff. Becky's not feeling very well today.
Why?
I don't know, it's just her face hurts again.
I'm not as bad as the one that doesn't speak, who's got really watery eyes. You know when you're about to get a cold
Yeah. And
you just get really watery eyes?
Is it coming down with a swine?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the middle of moving house. So I've left one house and now tonight I have to remember to go to the new one. And not the old one, which could be a problem for me.
Can you remember your new address?
No, not at the moment.
I've got it on email.
Have you?
Just text me later.
Thank you. Podcast. Look at all the concern there is on the text for my flatmate. Like from Chris in King's Lynn. I'm a bit worried about your flatmate. Has he moved as well, or have you fallen out? No, he's still there. Still there.
You don't sound
Hang
that,
on in there.
You don't sound that enthusiastic about it.
Well, he's just not really helped with the move, frankly.
Did he not pack anything?
Nope.
What?
I had to do it all myself.
Now, I find that quite hard to believe.
With some help.
Right.
But he didn't do anything, no. Too busy doing comedy gigs.
And is he just expecting all his stuff to turn up in the new place?
Yeah, but he doesn't know the address. So right. Tonight could be a problem for him.
So neither of you, at the moment, know the address of the place you're moving into?
I'll find the address, because I found the apartment. Will he find it? No. Not unless I tell him.
So he's not actually seen where he's moving into?
No, not yet, no. Anyway, it's Thursday. This is Radio 1. Last night, the new series of Spooks started. Don't spoil
it. Don't tell me I haven't seen it.
And don't text in. Don't even think about texting in with what happened last night on Spooks.
Close the text.
I have done.
Close it. Last night, Becky was out being a spook herself, weren't you?
I was. I had a great night last night.
Tell us more.
It all started about 10 minutes before the end of the show when Chappers got a text from his dad, who was waiting for him at the train station. And he went, oh, I'm going to go and meet my dad for a drink in the pub.
You
at which point
help yourself,
I thought, I can't wait to meet Chappers Senior. But I wasn't invited. So I decided to go around all the pubs near this train station until I found where they were.
And you found them?
I did.
I got your picture.
Four pubs later, there they were having a John Smith's.
Now, can I just point out, four pubs later being her, I wasn't doing a pub crawl with my dad.
We didn't have any drinks in the other pub. We just went in, had a look around over the top of our newspapers and then walked out again.
Oh my God, you really are a spook. It's amazing.
She was really subtle as well.
I was so good. No, it did take you at least 20 minutes before you realised I was
there.
Yeah.
I got a text going, ha ha ha, he still hasn't realised. And there's you clearly in the background.
I did
one of those pictures where you pretend that someone's taking a picture of you, but actually they're blatantly taking it over your shoulder.
Like a real spy would.
He's exactly the same as Chappers, just a bit shorter. It was brilliant. We were so excited.
Did he eventually realise, or...?
Yeah, but we didn't get introduced because we chickened out and ran away.
See, I saw these two people with newspapers and holes in them looking at me, but I just didn't spot them for ages.
You thought, oh, well, let them carry on. Do you know what I love? Have you ever been to one of those spy shops where they sell all the spy gear? It's so good. We're just talking about this. Night vision binoculars.
I don't think she had them last night. Did
she not?
No, but I did have my chewing gum camera.
We just looked at that as well online. Looks like some 80s chewing gum, but it is a camera. How good is that?
It's really subtle.
Brilliant. Like pens with cameras in.
I feel like I've been...
Watch microphone.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get some of this. Just for fun. There's no legitimate reason for using these, is there?
Yeah, just for fun.
Really?
Yeah.
What, a lock-picking device?
I'm going to spend £300 on a socket so that I can listen to your conversation.
Just so you can hear me and my dad?
Yeah!
They are good, though, those spy shops. I love it. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. That was Lady Gaga, and look who it is in the studio. Actual Lady Gaga. Hiya.
What's up?
How are you?
Gaga, etc. I just pop, popped in. A quick chat, you know. You all right there, Scott?
I'm really good, thanks. Oh. I'm really good, thanks.
Good. Chappers, you all right?
Yeah, I wondered when you were going to talk to me. Yeah, no, I'm good, thanks. Good to see you.
How's things going? All right.
All right, yeah. Been working hard, you know how it is.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
She appears to be more cockney today, doesn't she?
Yeah, really does. Hello?
Hello?
You all right?
Just hanging out.
Good.
You know, just doing a bit of promo for the new single and that.
Do you mean promo?
Becky's a massive fan of Lady Gaga, aren't you, Becky?
Is she? Oh. Oh, yeah, Lady Gaga.
Say hi.
Hi.
What, Becky? Yeah.
Good. Right, what, anyway. Oh. Right, Gaga, I've got to go, all right?
All right.
Bye.
Ciao. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, the posh Radio 4 lady is off this week, but she is in Amsterdam. And she has still recorded your emails that you've been sending in this week in an actual coffee shop in Amsterdam.
I think this is a recipe for disaster.
To personally. Prove it,
yeah.
Here she is.
Coffee, mevrouw.
Thank you well, meneer. Ooh, a little bit of Dutch there. That meant, thank you very much, kind sir. Anyway, let's crash on. Dear Scott, Chappers and Becky, I was walking down the road to university today while listening to your podcasts. The stories of parents dating celebs reminded me of a story my mum once told me. She used to work for the BBC back in the early 80s. One day, George Michael came to visit, and he also came across my mum.
Oh, this is going to be good, I think. I like it that she's in an actual cafe. It's good, isn't it?
They got talking for a while, and in the end, he invited her to a private party he was having that evening. Thinking she was in there with one of the most famous guys of that decade, she went home, put on her best outfit, and went to the party. She was talking to him for a while when she came to the point in thinking they were really hitting it off. Being a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, she decided to make a move. Apparently, he quickly dodged his head to the side and made a quick excuse for an exit. Embarrassed and wondering what was wrong with her, as she was a very stunning young woman, my mum left later that night and never went to one of his parties again.
What's wrong with me? I'm a stunning young woman.
Yeah.
Rubbish. Why did he turn her down, do you think?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
She pondered for ages about why he didn't fancy her. Until not long after that, she and everyone else found out women weren't his preferable type of partner. My mum doesn't like to tell this story to many people, though. After the toilet escapade, she's quite embarrassed she made a move on George Michael. Love you, Charlie, Portsmouth.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm still loving the stories about parents and celebs.
What did her mum get up to in a toilet?
I don't know what. It doesn't say. If you could email back and let us know what your mum did exactly in the toilet.
What a toilet escapade was that?
When I read that, I was like, God, I really want to know what that is. So send an email back, please. More from the Posh Radio 4 lady in a coffee shop in Amsterdam after 5 on Dear Scott.
It's thank you very much, kind sir, the only phrase in Dutch the Posh Radio 4 lady knows.
I think so.
Coffee, mevrouw.
Thank you well, meneer. Ooh, a little bit of Dutch there. That meant thank you very much, kind sir.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, this is getting even more interesting after that, Dear Scott.
After the toilet escapade, she's quite embarrassed she made a move on George Michael.
Apparently it wasn't the mum that had right. A toilet escapade, it was George Michael himself.
You are kidding me.
I must have missed that one.
Really?
What did he do? If you're listening, George, text us or something and let us know what you did in the toilet.
So it was George Michael, not the mum?
Yeah, apparently so.
God, we're so stupid at times.
Missed that one completely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Exciting news. I'm not the only person to get a bit of a trophy and award this week. Guess who else has got one? Joe, off of Scott Mills, the musical. You know the guy that played me in our musical?
Yeah.
Guess what he's got this week? I don't know whether this is official. Can I say this? Let's say it anyway. He has been made the ambassador of the Forest of Dean.
Right.
Because he's made the Forest of Dean so famous. How good is that? What do you think you get if you are the ambassador of the Forest of Dean?
I'd like to know who the other contenders were in the category.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think he gets all the Ferrero Rocher he can eat?
All ambassadors get that.
Yeah, of course.
Isn't it just a given?
Honorary tree or something?
Does he get a house, do you think?
In the forest.
A tree house.
Maybe a flat.
Anyway, congratulations, Joe. That's really good. Ambassador of the Forest of Dean. Get him. I got my degree yesterday. I'm now a doctor. At Southampton Solent University. I did have to do a speech, and thank you to my lovely, lovely radio team who have now put this speech to some music. Thanks.
This feels very strange for me, and I am extremely happy standing in front of you all today.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much to Southampton Solent University for choosing to present me with this degree.
I'm comfortable.
It's good enough for Craig David, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for Craig David, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for Craig David, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for Craig David, it's good enough for me. I'm lucky enough to have my family here today. Thanks to Mum and Chappers. Mum and Chappers. Grandad Sue. Don't throw eggs or flour. Don't throw eggs or flour. Don't throw eggs or flour. If you want to, do it now. Okay, good. Thanks to Mum and Chappers. Mum and Chappers. Grandad Sue. Come on, Southampton. It's good enough for Craig David, it's good enough for me. Come on, Southampton. Thank you very much.
Nice they put.
That's
the,
emotional, that, isn't it?
What do I do now, bit at the end, yeah.
The Mum and Chappers bit gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, me too, for all the wrong reasons.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, Jimmy Carr was on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the podcast, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Scott Mills Daily. Now, after he came to see us, he popped in over to One Extra to see Westwood.
Yeah.
Now,
in fact, I witnessed the meeting between Westwood and Jimmy Carr in the live lounge. It was a beautiful moment.
Right. What happened? What did they say?
Well, I think...
Hi, how are you?
Well, it wasn't quite like that, no. It was kind of quite a lot of noise from Westwood and a lot of stammering from Jimmy Carr. He was, if anything, slightly bewildered by the big man.
But I bet you want to know what that interview on One Extra sounded like, don't you?
Yeah. In kind of the same way that you occasionally rubberneck at an accident.
Yeah. Mm. You kind of don't want to, but you just
feel
do.
That you ought to.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Westwood started asking Jimmy Carr kind of hairdresser questions, really.
Did you go away on holiday this year?
I did go away on holiday. I took my I took my girlfriend.
Standard question.
Yeah.
And then this next question. Now, I've never been asked this by a hairdresser in my life.
Did you bang?
Yes, thank you very much.
So it was worth spending the money on bringing your girl.
Have you ever been asked that by a hairdresser?
No hairdressers. In fact, I can't think of anybody who's ever asked me that question.
I can't imagine Jimmy and Westwood dancing to this together, though. Sorry about the quality on this. It's off my cassette that I bought. I did buy this on cassette when it came out.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
It's BBC Radio 1. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dan.
All right, Dan, where are you?
I'm in Bewdley, just outside Worcestershire.
Oh, I know Bewdley, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not far from where Rachel comes from, the Scott Mills show.
From the Chris Moyle show, yeah.
Chris Moyle, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. How can I help?
Yeah, I've just been sat in a doctor's surgery, and I caught eye of a friend I haven't seen since school.
Right.
And I was sat there, and I thought, shall I go and say hello? But I was frightened of asking him what he was there for. What do you reckon?
So you're in the surgery, a mate is there that you've not seen for a while.
Yeah.
And you're wondering whether you should have asked him what he was there for?
Yeah.
Of course you should have.
What if it had been something sinister that I didn't want to know about?
Right, if it was something embarrassing, he'll make something else up anyway.
Ah, good point.
And you know what, Dan, you're going to be wondering now all night about what he's wrong with him or what he's got.
Yeah, I might drop him a text. Just ask, hope it went all well with the doctor.
When are you next seeing him?
We're going out for a drink tomorrow night.
Oh, excellent.
Because he caught my eye as we were leaving, got chatting, and but it was still in the back of my mind whether to ask him or not.
Yeah, you should have, because that's...
The intrigue's there, I want to know.
Yeah.
Can't you just ask him tomorrow night when you have a drink?
Yeah, I think I'll give him a few jars and see what he says.
Also, if he's having a few jars, he's not that ill, is he?
Man, I see he might open up.
He will. He'll all be fine.
Yeah.
Right, do it tomorrow, and I want to know. Text me, please, when you find out.
I will.
Thanks so much. It's going to bug me all night now. Love you.
Podcast.
Right, now it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady is in Amsterdam this week, but that hasn't stopped her recording these. But she was in a coffee shop at the time, just to warn you.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. I've just been listening to the podcast when you were discussing how you haven't signed boobs for over a year. However, I was at Oceana in Bristol a few weeks ago, and Scott, I hate to tell you, but you signed my boobs.
Okay, I made it. I did.
Have you fallen off the boob wagon?
Right. I tried to stop, and I did stop for ages, but yeah, I'd fallen off.
Wow.
It was just, there was such a good crowd in Oceana in Bristol.
In her boobs?
No, in the crowd. Right. And I just thought, oh, go on, just once. But I promise you, I haven't done any more since
that. Did you do any last night at your toga party?
No, it was just the once, and I'm really sorry.
You were on the Pinot, so maybe you fell off the boob-signing wagon?
Yeah.
You even signed my boyfriend's chest because he was jealous. I've attached photos for proof. Love, Lucy from Bristol.
Lucy, I can only apologise. Won't be happening again. Oh, I feel so annoyed with myself, you know?
Well.
Let myself down.
Have you got the photos?
No, I couldn't see any photos.
Oh, right. No. Did she forget to attach them?
Yeah, I think she did. Right. Next.
I watched Scott Mills the musical last night and wanted to know if it's wrong to fancy Becky, but as Joe Wiley. From Scott, the young trucker.
Hi, Scott.
No,
he only fancies Becky when she's playing Joe Wiley. If you want to have a look at that, the musical is still online. I think that's a good look for Becky. I do.
Oh.
Like the kind of festival outfit.
Yeah, I thought, she did look good.
She did look hot as Joe Wiley. Nothing wrong with that at all. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, the PR4L, and Becky, and that other bloke who doesn't speak. I spotted the West Country Stalker on the telly. See around 19 minutes 20 seconds. Best, Ty.
Right. So, you know the West Country Stalker that phones up celebs?
Mm-hmm.
And says he's found their number?
Yeah, I like him.
Apparently, he's been on telly.
It's going to be a sort of French-English restaurant, but I am going to have quite a wide vegetarian choice.
Oh, well, that looks all right, doesn't it? It's very impressive, man.
Wow. Does sound like him.
Oh, well, that looks all right, doesn't it? It's very impressive, man.
What show is this? One that doesn't speak? Do you know? Is it that restaurant in your living room? Or is it the restaurant? One of those.
I watched the restaurant. It doesn't sound like somebody in the restaurant.
We thought of a few names. We like Blankety Blank, but we didn't think Ray would like that very much.
OMG, I found your number.
We thought of a few names. We like Blankety Blank, but we didn't think Ray would like that very much.
Right. It is the restaurant. It's on tonight, actually.
Is it?
8 o'clock on BBC Two.
What happens on the restaurant, please?
There are lots of couples who, one of them cooks and one of them will do sort of front of house and the waiting on and all of that kind of stuff. And the couple that wins over 7 or 8 weeks goes into business with Raymond Blanc, some bald-headed bloke who looks like Harry Hill and a fit woman.
Oh, I know him. Yeah. And a fit woman.
Yeah.
Okay. We've just found this, actually. Let's compare the two.
Hello?
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 Is that Irene Kelly?
Yes.
Prove it. Hello?
Prove it.
Are you Irene Kelly?
Well, that looks all right, doesn't it? It's very impressive, man.
Same. Yeah, definitely him. Thanks for that observation. Next.
Dear Scott, please don't play Christmas songs. Just split up with my long-term boyf. Sad smiley. Dreading Christmas enough as it is. Lonely and stuck with mother. L.X.
You've got ages. You've got 7 weeks to get a new boyfriend. I know it's sad, but move on. Christmas is coming up. A lot of people are loving the Christmas songs.
Hey, Scott. I was thinking, why don't you play a Christmas song every day at 4:15? James.
James can't do that, but I can do 5:17. This one's by George Michael, off of Toilets, as we found out earlier. Didn't even know that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, What's the curtain?
It's play along at home or on the way home from work fun. Text me with your scores, please.
Oh, what's the curtain?
I just like to know how you do on this game, you know. Last one of the week, Oh, What's the Curtain starts now.
Oh, what's the curtain?
First one, you know Jedward?
Yes.
John and Edward. Together they are John and Edward.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe them in three words?
You'd have to bleep all three words from my point of view, so I can't give you three.
Very talented entertainers.
You wouldn't, though, would you? You wouldn't actually use those three words to describe them.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
They are funny. No, that's not describing them, really, is it? Apart from the one funny one.
Very big hair.
Yes, good. But we went to Stupid Street. Do you think that they could describe Jedward in three words?
No. Give us the point.
No, that's not the question. Question is, what was the most common word that they used to describe John and Edward on Stupid Street?
Hair.
Chappers.
Idiots. Or some derivation thereof.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here are the people of Stupid Street describing Jedward in three words, or having a go at least.
In three words, can you describe Jedward?
Never heard of it.
That's four.
Sorry. What is Jedward?
John and Edward.
Oh. No, I can't think of anything, sorry.
John and Edward in three words.
They are cool.
They're cool?
They are.
Do you know who Jedward are?
Oh, God, yeah.
Could you describe them for me in three words?
Very annoying, but for some people, rather entertaining. Oh. Well, I don't see it.
It's a little bit more than three words.
You'll have to come back to me on that one, I think.
Could you describe in three words Jedward?
Just pointless. Yeah, they're not good at all. Like, they're making the X Factor a joke. And people with real talent is getting sent home for two twins that can just about string two words together.
Annoying, entertaining somehow. I'll start that again.
Go on, one more try.
Was it annoying, somehow entertaining?
In three words, can you describe Jedward?
I just don't like them. I don't not like them, but I'm not a fan.
In three words, could you describe X Factor's Jedward?
Who?
John and Edward.
Oh, despicably appalling.
That's just two words.
Okay, come, reload. Outrageously appalling.
Really good there.
Despicably appalling.
That's just two words.
Outrageously appalling.
Really good.
Did he think outrageously was two
words?
Outrageously.
Yeah, you've got to remember what street we're on though.
Right.
Like, they're making the X Factor a joke.
A joke.
Oh, but the entertaining, somehow appalling woman was brilliant.
Yeah. We now have to find them on SS. Neither of your answers were in there, actually. But I'm going to give you a point today, Chappers.
Thanks.
Just for fun.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Next one. There's a great show on BBC Three. Have you seen it? It's called World's Strictest Parents.
Right.
Right. And some kids go to live with some parents who aren't theirs, who are very, very strict every week. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, this week, some British kids went to live with some parents in Atlanta, Georgia, who were really strict. They had a lot of rules. My question to you, how many rules do you think this strict family in Atlanta would have for the kids on World's Strictest Parents, BBC Three the other night? How many rules?
20.
Becky?
10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here it is from World's Strictest Parents the other night.
We're going to give you the home rules contract for the Kimbrough family.
Cool. First one.
There is a consequence for every action, so we want you to think before you act.
one.
Mm-hmm. Education is extremely important in the Kimbrough home. You are expected to maintain no less than a B+ average in every class.
Two.
That is well hard.
I know. They are strict, I told you.
Profanity is used by people with limited vocabularies and people with the inability to intelligently express their displeasure. The Kimbrough family is highly intelligent and only uses language that illustrates our intelligence.
Wow. Three. Bet they're wishing they never lived there now, aren't they? God, I wish I didn't go here.
When you are being reprimanded or corrected, you are required to respond, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir.
There's one that Becky certainly agrees with.
I like that one.
You like being called ma'am?
I do like being called ma'am. So if I ask you a question, if you could respond only with yes, ma'am,
yes,
or
ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
There is no smoking.
Okay, that's five. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
There is no smoking.
Yeah, I got that one. Thanks, though.
There is no drinking.
No drinking.
Christianity is very important to the Kimbrough family. We encourage every family member to foster a personal relationship with God. This family attends church 2 times per week. Your attendance is not optional.
Hmm. Wow, there's quite a lot there. So seven.
Seven?
Seven in the rule book. So Becky gets a point. You're back in the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you like chocolate?
Yes, I like chocolate.
What if it was on my arm? Would you like it then?
Not as much, no.
Got some chocolate body paint here. Saucy and sexy.
Oh, actually, do you know what? Just give Becky the point, because whatever you're about to ask me to do, I don't want to do it.
No, I've already done it.
Have you?
You're safe. Yeah. This is our new game.
Ooh, suck on my chocolate, suck it.
Arm.
So suck on my
arm.
Right.
So,
you're going to be up before a tribunal very soon, I have a feeling.
Ow. Someone knows. Has anyone actually ever tried this body paint? Does anyone use this? This is not very sexy, is it?
How did you come by that tube, then?
It was just upstairs.
Oh, was it? Do you want just lying around?
Yeah. Right. So
we got it off Matt Fincham's desk.
I don't even want to go there.
So suck on my
arm. So I got 5 people who work at Radio 1 in here to the studio. I've got my body paint. And I asked them to...
So suck on my
arm. But out of 5 people I asked, who would actually try Scott's special chocolate?
You didn't put them under any pressure. You didn't say you'd fire them if they didn't taste Scott's special chocolate.
No.
You've done that before.
No. So I've just got it there on my arm. How many out of 5?
5. Can I ask if Gemma and Pippa were involved in this?
Gemma was.
Right. Okay, that's 1.
I don't think Gemma would do that.
I think she would.
I'm saying none.
I'm saying 3, because I think you probably intimidated them into doing it.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh.
Ooh, suck on my chocolate, suck it.
Arm.
Can't you just tell us the number rather than having to relive this excruciating experience?
Here's the first one.
Hi, Claire.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Do you love chocolate?
Yes.
How much?
Loads, absolutely love it.
Off you go.
Do you want me to lick chocolate off you? All right. It's a bit hairy.
Yeah, there was a hair in that one. Sorry, Claire. There's one.
Hi, Ian.
Hello. Hi,
you right?
Yeah, I'm good, you?
Do you like chocolate?
I do like chocolate.
How much?
Not that much. I've got chewing gum in my mouth.
Have a little taste.
Do you want me to?
If you like it that much.
Okay, here we go. That's tasty. Tastes good on your arm.
See, I thought that about Ian. I did think he would try that.
Did you?
I think he would try it.
Yeah, have you had your eye on him doing that for a while?
Hmm?
Have you had your eye on him doing that for a while?
I just said that I thought he would do it. So that's 2.
Okay. Hi, Gemma.
Hello.
Do you like chocolate?
Yes.
How much?
I love chocolate.
Do you?
Absolutely love it.
Have some of that.
Oh. You want me to lick your arm? Why?
If you want, if you love it that much.
If someone's already licked a bit there. I can't. That's gross.
No?
No.
Right, so still. Yay. Still 2.
Well, I have respect for Gemma there. Did you not freshen up your arm before each one?
No, well, yeah, someone had licked it already. Sorry. Next.
Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
How much?
Loads.
There
you are. To lick it off your arm? You want me to lick it off your arm? Oh, God.
She's got a gag. Ah!
Oh, that's fine.
See, people love it.
That's
hey, Scotland! It's Westward!
Hiya.
Oh, man, what's happening with the chocolate? The melted chocolate on the arm? It's nasty!
Well, I...
You want me to lick it off?
Yeah.
It's not happening, Scott. Put it on Becky. Put it on Becky! Let me have a Becky barbecue! Oh, no. Becky, let me do Becky.
No,
I'm not going to lick yours.
Right, so he wouldn't lick mine, but he would lick
what
Becky's.
What the heck's a Becky barbecue?
I've no idea. Maybe we should... Actually, don't look it up on that computer, please. Thank you.
Are you
all right? Are you traumatised?
Do you know what a Becky barbecue is, Becky?
Well, I have had a few barbecues in my time.
What, on you?
No, not on me, no. But everyone's had a barbecue, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah,
anyway.
It's summer. I have four a day, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You live on barbecues in the summer. Anyway, that was my new game.
Ooh, suck on my chocolate, suck it.
Arm. There was three people wanted to try my special chocolate, so who wins?
Chappers.
Becky.
And his prize is to have more chocolate off you.
Oh, you win today, don't you?
Because you've got more. Yeah, you win.
I don't want the prize. It's fine.
You win.
I don't want it.
You win.
Oh. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, there's a problem.
Right.
Moving into my new house today. Can't remember where I live, actually.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't take my old bed with me. A new bed was supposed to arrive today. It hasn't. Now the office is closed. I'm still not there.
So you've left the old bed for the people who are moving into yours?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice for them.
Yeah.
Did they specifically ask for that?
It's broken, my bed.
So you've left them a broken bed?
Yeah.
How did you break your bed?
Hmm?
How did you break your bed?
Can't remember.
And doing that thing of jumping off the wardrobe again.
No. Right. But all the springs are coming out. It's really dangerous.
Bedroom Olympics.
Yeah.
Really not. So now I don't have a bed because they've not delivered it.
Right.
Any time between 9 and 5, apparently.
But you are taking those horrible red and black sheets, silk ones that you've got on.
Of course I am.
And what? Just before, Chappers, you missed this, but I pulled a face at these red and black silk sheets and you went, don't do that, that's implying that you don't find me sexy.
Well, I have news for you, Scott.
So if anyone has anywhere I can sleep tonight...
I'm black and red sheets.
I am just asking my listeners if I can sleep
silk
with them.
Silk ones.
Must be like going to bed with Zorro.
I never thought about it like that. So, listeners...
Especially if you wear your eye mask every...
If you have a bed that I can use tonight, then do let me know, thanks. Because I don't even have a sleeping bag or anything.
Why don't you sleep here? Because we've all slept on that sofa. You could sleep on Becky Cam for the night.
I've done that before.
Wrapped in your red and black sheets.
Yeah. What, so I just bring my sheets here, shall I? I don't know what to... Seriously, this is a problem. I don't know what to do.
Is your housemate's bed there? Why don't you
not... No way am I doing that.
Why?
No.
He doesn't even know the new address.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's
true. So he won't be there tonight, so he can sleep in there.
No, I'm not. I would never sleep in that bed.
Why? What's wrong with that bed?
Well, can I just say, change the sheets, not for a very long time.
Oh.
Thank you.
Right.
No.
Well, I prefer not change sheets to red and black silk ones.
I don't. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Alicia's been on. She had a rubbish day. Didn't get paid today. Was supposed to. Bit like me in the bed, isn't it? Same.
Hey, how's it like you in the bed?
Well, that didn't arrive. Alicia's not been paid.
No, but not getting paid is a lot more serious than not having a bed for the night.
Well, it is, actually, because Alicia's just had to walk 4.5 miles home. But says, thanks very much, Radio 1, for playing Kings and Queens, that new 30 Seconds to Mars track. No worries, Alicia.
Okay.
Now, the lines are closed. For the BBC Switch Live competition. Stop answering the phone, please, phone answerers.
Does it say on the guidelines what happens when the phone answerer can't get the top off her pen for the first 45 seconds of the lines being opened?
Oh, no, was there a drama?
Yeah.
Did she manage to get the top off the pen?
Well, I actually got it. This isn't boasting about my own strength, but I managed to get the top off for her.
Oh, you're such a man.
Well, I know.
So we will get some people on to try and win these tickets for top, Switch Live.
Can I just put out the top off the pen, not the top off the phone answerer? I didn't do that. That's a completely different story.
It'd be really distracting when they're trying to take calls. Okay, good. So now it's time
that's
for...
That's not in the guidelines,
it's really
it?
Not, no.
No.
But they are available at Radio 1 online if you want. No, on the Switch website, bbc.co.uk/switch, if you want to see the T's and C's. And now it's time for Dear Scott.
Scott, my friends and I are at University of Sheffield and went for your set. You were wearing a mask the whole time, so we don't believe it was you. We saw Grimmy. Harry, XX.
I just explained that Posh Radio 4 lady is actually in a
billing
coffee shop in Amsterdam
the,
doing
billing
that.
Yourself as the master swordsman again.
Right, okay. This is a no-win situation.
Mm.
It was Halloween.
Okay.
Okay, I was wearing a mask. I got told to get into the spirit of fancy dress.
Very
so
good.
I wore a mask. There, and everyone's like, we can't see, we didn't know it was you, and we wore a mask. I can't win, can I?
Well, they sounded quite surly. Me and Dave wore three massive skull heads.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Rubbish. Ours were a lot better. Great big massive papier-mâché skulls.
Dare you call my costume
I
rubbish.
I thought your costume was good. You sent me a picture of it and it looks good.
Ours was better. If I can find a picture of ours, ours was good. But we borrowed them off three lads in the audience and then got slightly worried that they might have had swine flu.
Oh.
See, there's actual proof that it was Scott behind the mask. Look, Chappers, you can confirm
I did
that.
Take it off as well.
Why have you got a nursing gown on?
I think you'll find that's Tesco's finest.
Oh, right, OK. Fine. If
Next.
I find a picture of ours, ours was better.
Oh, please read the comments about Scott receiving the honours degree from Southampton Solent Uni. They are brilliant. I've just listened to the podcast and checked the Daily Echo website and the comments are brilliant.
There is some good ones on there, I've noticed.
Are there?
Benny Hill, Heinz Burt, and now Scott Mills. Just how much talent can this little town produce? I hope Eastleigh Council will change the town's boundary signposts to reflect its status as Hampshire's very own Home of the Stars.
Right, I was a bit worried for a minute because some of these you could never say on the radio.
It does suggest that even honorary degrees are being dumbed down.
That's another one.
I think people are being a little unkind. I'm no fan of Scott Mills, but by all accounts, the kids at Crestwood were made up when he brought the Hof there.
Yeah. Just some of the comments on the
it's good, this.
On the Daily Echo
are there any
website.
More?
Those are the only ones that we could ever read, frankly. But thanks for your kind comments, everyone. Next.
Hi, all. I thought I would pass on a recession-beating tip to your listeners. On Halloween, my friends and I caught a taxi in Edinburgh, and we were chatting to the driver. He told us that the last occupants of the cab had paid him with their pants instead of money. He then held them up to show us. However, as we were all wearing tights or leggings, we decided it would be simpler to just pay in cash. But we are considering carrying spare pants with us for future taxi journeys. Anyway, I thought you might like to pass on this tip to your contacts at Love It magazine. Love you all, Yvonne in Edinburgh.
Avoid expensive taxi fares by paying with your pants.
That's weird,
avoid
is that?
Weird
I'm
taxi
so,
drivers
yeah,
who want
really
you
weird.
To.
Yeah, very strange. But Carly would probably put that in her top tips column, I think. In Love It, if we asked her.
Yeah,
there's something really wrong about that. Next.
I'm off now to Climax. Bye-bye.
That's the PR for Al there. Coming to you from Amsterdam, where she is... Well, she was in a coffee shop and then off to Climax after that.
Mm-hmm.
The nightclub, I assume you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a big... big
she loves it.
She
what
loves
is it? Hard trance.
Hard trance, yeah. She can't get enough of it.
Anything else you want to know? I think she's back next week. It's not a 2-week holiday in Amsterdam, is it? Okay, PR4L's back next week. So anything you want to know, just send an email. If you mark it subject Dear Scott, that would help. To scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I just invited Becky round because I'm feeling a bit sorry for her. She's not feeling that well. Face hurts again, big face. And
you want somebody else to try and help you find where you live?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Everything's in boxes still. That doesn't seem to be a problem. I lured her with the idea of a Chinese, okay?
Okay.
She's well up for that.
Easily
then,
lured.
Really yeah. lured, easily. And then she was like, hang on a second, have you got the TV up yet? Is that connected? I don't think it is. So that's obviously a deal breaker. And that kind of says to me that... If there's no TV to watch, we just have to talk and stuff.
and that doesn't sound like Becky wants to do that.
Have you invited her around just to unpack for you?
There might be a bit of that. That's okay, I'm going to buy her a Chinese.
What are we going to sit on? Have you got some puffs?
I have two.
Should you have a Chinese tonight? Because didn't you have a burger last night, Becky?
That was a mistake.
It's a mistake tweeting every night what you have for your tea.
No, that is a mistake.
Last night, I ordered again a veggie burger, wanted a spinach and lentil one. Again, meat arrives.
What can you do?
You get your burgers delivered.
That's the second time in 2 weeks.
You get your burgers delivered to your house, do you?
No, I was in the pub.
Right. And so did you send
it back?
The
same one.
Did you send it back?
No, I said, I'm not a vegetarian, so I'm quite happy to eat this. However, just for future reference, don't send out meat burgers to vegetarians.
Right, okay.
Because other ones won't be so happy. And yeah. Is this chorizo on the top? Yes.
See, this is why I follow Becky for her tea update. So I'm really looking forward to tonight to find out whether she has a Chinese round at yours or not.
Yeah. She won't have time to tweet. She'll be unpacking.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.